Hello. My name is Emily. Welcome to Reptilian Studios podcast. Today, as every day, we bring you new educative content. But make sure to check out our Patreon community, where we pursue independence and education. You can find it by typing Reptilian Studios on Patreon, or by going to reptilianstudios.uk. With that out of the way, let's start today's episode. Number 1. The Knights Templar, Secrets and Mysteries Unveiled. In the heart of medieval Europe, amidst the chaos of the Crusades, emerged a society like no other, the Knights Templar. Clad in their distinctive white mantles adorned with a red cross, they rode forth as warriors of God, sworn to protect pilgrims journeying to the Holy Land. But behind their noble facade lay a world of secrets, intrigue, and power that continues to captivate and intrigue to this day. The Knights Templar were founded in the early 12th century, born out of the fervor of the Crusades. Originally a small band of knights tasked with safeguarding pilgrims in Jerusalem, they quickly grew into a formidable military order with vast wealth and influence across Europe. Their rise to prominence was meteoric, thanks in part to their strategic alliances and lucrative financial dealings. Yet, it wasn't just their wealth and power that made the Templars legendary, it was their mysterious rituals and alleged occult practices. While historical evidence of these rituals is scarce, rumors abound of dark ceremonies held in the depths of their fortress-like strongholds. Some accounts speak of initiates being blindfolded and subjected to strange rites, adding fuel to the fire of speculation surrounding the order. One of the most enduring mysteries of the Templars is their alleged possession of sacred relics, including the Holy Grail itself. While historians debate the validity of these claims, there is no denying the allure of such stories. Tales of hidden treasure and ancient secrets have fueled the imaginations of treasure hunters and conspiracy theorists for centuries, adding to the mystique of the Templars. But for all their power and mystery, the Templars were not immune to the forces of politics and intrigue. In 1307, King Philip IV of France orchestrated a swift and brutal crackdown on the order, accusing them of heresy and blasphemy. Scores of Templars were arrested, tortured, and executed, their once mighty order brought to its knees in a matter of months. The fall of the Templars sent shockwaves through medieval Europe, sparking both outrage and fascination. Some saw it as a righteous judgment, a reckoning for their alleged sins and secrets. Others believed they were unjustly persecuted, martyrs to their cause. Whatever the truth may be, the Templars left behind a legacy that continues to intrigue and inspire to this day. From the pages of history to the silver screen, the Knights Templar have become symbols of mystery and intrigue. Their story is one of adventure, betrayal, and redemption, a tale that resonates across the ages. As we delve into the secrets of the Templars, we are reminded that history is not always what it seems. Behind the legends and rumors lies a truth waiting to be uncovered, and the Knights Templar are at the center of it all. Number 2. The Skull and Bones Society. In the annals of secret societies, few evoke the same level of mystique and intrigue as the Skull and Bones. This clandestine organization, nestled within the hallowed halls of Yale University, has captured the imagination of conspiracy theorists and curious minds alike for generations. But what exactly is the Skull and Bones Society, and what dark secrets lie behind its imposing facade? Picture this, it's the early 19th century, a time of great upheaval and transformation in America. Yale University stands as a bastion of tradition and intellectual pursuit, but beneath its scholarly veneer lurks a shadowy cabal known as the Skull and Bones Society. Founded in 1832 by William H. Russell and Alfonso Taft, this enigmatic organization boasts a membership roster that reads like a who's who of American elites, including presidents, senators, and captains of industry. But what sets Skull and Bones apart from your run-of-the-mill fraternity is its air of mystery and secrecy. From its imposing headquarters, known simply as the Tomb, to its arcane initiation rituals, the society shrouds itself in secrecy, leaving outsiders to speculate about its true purpose and activities. One of the most enduring myths surrounding Skull and Bones is its alleged involvement in the occult and dark rituals. Whispers of midnight ceremonies conducted in the depths of the tomb, complete with macabre symbols and solemn oaths, have fueled speculation about the society's true intentions. While concrete evidence remains elusive, the aura of mystery that surrounds Skull and Bones only serves to heighten its allure. But it's not just the whispers of dark rituals that make Skull and Bones so fascinating, it's also the sheer influence wielded by its members. From the corridors of power in Washington, D.C. to the heights of Wall Street, Bones' men have left an indelible mark on American society. Presidents like George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush count themselves among the ranks of Skull and Bones, as do titans of industry like William Howard Taft and Henry Luce. Yet for all its power and prestige, Skull and Bones remains an enigma to those on the outside looking in. Attempts to penetrate its inner sanctum have been met with resistance at every turn, leaving outsiders to wonder what secrets lie hidden behind its imposing facade. Despite the veil of secrecy that surrounds it, Skull and Bones has left an indelible mark on American culture. From its rumored ties to the Illuminati to its influence over the highest echelons of power, the society continues to captivate the public imagination. But perhaps what makes Skull and Bones so compelling is not just its mystique, but its enduring relevance in an ever-changing world. As America grapples with issues of wealth and power, the society serves as a reminder of the forces that shape our society and the hidden hand that guides them. So the next time you find yourself wandering the campus of Yale University, spare a thought for the Skull and Bones Society. Behind its imposing facade lies a world of secrets and intrigue, waiting to be uncovered by those brave enough to delve into its murky depths. In the end, the true nature of Skull and Bones may remain forever shrouded in mystery. But one thing is certain, the allure of this secretive society will continue to captivate the imaginations of generations to come. Whether it's the whispers of dark rituals or the specter of influence, Skull and Bones will always hold a special place in the annals of secret societies. Number 3. Cult known as the Eye of Providence. In the shadows of history, there exists a clandestine society cloaked in mystery and intrigue, the Eye of Providence. Whispered about in hushed tones, their enigmatic presence has haunted the annals of time, leaving behind a trail of secrecy and uncertainty. But who were they, and what dark deeds lay shrouded beneath their watchful gaze? The origins of the Eye of Providence are veiled in obscurity, lost amidst the labyrinth of history. Some scholars trace their lineage back to ancient Egypt, where the symbol of the all-seeing eye first emerged as a symbol of divine omniscience. Others claim their roots lie in the medieval guilds of Europe, where clandestine gatherings birthed esoteric knowledge and occult practices. Regardless of their genesis, the Eye of Providence rose to prominence during the tumultuous era of the Renaissance. In the shadowed alleys of Florence and the dimly lit chambers of Rome, they wielded influence like puppeteers pulling the strings of fate. Behind closed doors, they convened, their discussions shrouded in secrecy, their motives obscured by the mists of time. Historical records offer tantalizing glimpses into the activities of this clandestine cabal. Tales of dark rituals and arcane ceremonies abound, whispered among the fearful and the curious alike. It is said that initiates into their ranks underwent harrowing trials, their loyalty tested by fire and blood. One such ritual, known as the Rite of Ascension, purportedly involved a journey into the depths of the unknown, a descent into madness and enlightenment in equal measure. Initiates were blindfolded and led through winding corridors, their senses dulled as they navigated the labyrinthine passages of the mind. Only those with the strength of will and the courage of heart could emerge unscathed, their minds forever altered by the experience. But the rituals of the Eye of Providence were not confined to the realm of the mind alone. Dark sacrifices were made in the name of power and knowledge, blood spilled upon altars of ancient stone. Whispers of forbidden rites echo through the halls of history, hinting at unspeakable acts committed in the pursuit of arcane secrets. Yet for all their secrecy and mystique, the Eye of Providence was not immune to the gaze of the outside world. In the annals of history, their presence flickers like a candle in the wind, casting long shadows across the pages of time. One such instance occurred during the Spanish Inquisition, when the Eye of Providence came under scrutiny by the agents of the Church. Accusations of heresy and witchcraft were leveled against them, their clandestine activities laid bare for all to see. Yet even in the face of persecution, the society endured, its members vanishing into the mists of history once more. In the centuries that followed, the Eye of Providence continued to exert its influence, its reach extending far beyond the confines of mortal understanding. From the corridors of power to the darkened corners of the world, they pulled the strings of destiny, their motives known only to themselves. But as the sands of time shifted and the tides of fate turned, the Eye of Providence began to fade from memory. In the modern era, their presence is little more than a whisper on the wind, a half-remembered dream fading into the mists of time. Yet still, their legacy endures, a testament to the enduring power of mystery and the allure of the unknown. For in the heart of every seeker lies a hunger for knowledge, a thirst for understanding that can never be quenched. And though the Eye of Providence may have vanished into the shadows, its watchful gaze remains etched upon the pages of history, a reminder of the secrets that lie hidden beneath the surface of the world. In the end, perhaps it is fitting that the true nature of the Eye of Providence remains shrouded in mystery. For in the darkness, there is power, and in the unknown, there is freedom. And though the world may have forgotten their name, the legacy of the Eye of Providence lives on, a beacon of hope for those who dare to seek the truth beyond the veil of shadows. Next up is number 4. Secret society known as the Illuminati. In the shadows of history, there exists a clandestine society that has sparked intrigue and speculation for centuries, the Illuminati. This enigmatic group, shrouded in secrecy and surrounded by myths, has captured the imagination of scholars, conspiracy theorists, and curious minds alike. But who were they, and what did they do? Let's embark on a journey to unravel the mysteries of the Illuminati, exploring their origins, activities, and enduring legacy. The Illuminati traces its roots back to 1776 in Bavaria, Germany, where Adam Weishaupt, a professor of law, founded the Order of the Illuminati. Weishaupt, disillusioned by the oppressive regimes and religious dogma of his time, envisioned a world free from tyranny and ignorance. To achieve this lofty goal, he sought to gather like-minded individuals who shared his passion for enlightenment and societal change. At its core, the Illuminati aimed to promote reason, knowledge, and freedom. However, their methods were as secretive as their objectives were ambitious. Initiates underwent elaborate initiation rituals, swearing oaths of loyalty and discretion. The society operated under a strict hierarchical structure, with Weishaupt at its helm as the elusive leader, guiding their clandestine activities from the shadows. One of the most intriguing aspects of the Illuminati's operations was their infiltration of existing power structures. They sought to exert influence by embedding themselves within politics, finance, and academia, manipulating events to advance their agenda. Their ultimate aim? To establish a new world order, with the Illuminati orchestrating events behind the scenes. But it wasn't just their political machinations that fueled speculation and controversy. Rumors abounded of dark and occult rituals conducted by the Illuminati, shrouded in mystery and secrecy. Tales of secret ceremonies involving cryptic symbols, esoteric knowledge, and even human sacrifices captured the public imagination, adding to the mystique surrounding the society. Despite their efforts to remain hidden, the Illuminati's activities eventually came to light. In 1785, the Bavarian government launched a crackdown on secret societies, leading to the discovery of incriminating documents detailing the Illuminati's plans and operations. The revelation sent shockwaves throughout Europe, sparking fears of a vast conspiracy to subvert the established order. While the Illuminati's influence waned in the wake of their exposure, their legacy endured. To some, they were noble visionaries striving for a better world. To others, they were sinister conspirators plotting to seize power at any cost. Regardless of the truth, the legend of the Illuminati continues to captivate and fascinate, a testament to the enduring allure of mystery and intrigue. In the centuries since their downfall, the Illuminati have become a symbol of secrecy and conspiracy, their name synonymous with hidden agendas and covert manipulation. Whether they were architects of a grand conspiracy or merely victims of their own ambition, one thing remains certain: the enigma of the Illuminati will continue to puzzle and tantalize curious minds for generations to come. In conclusion, the Illuminati were a secretive society founded in 1776 by Adam Weishaupt, with the goal of promoting enlightenment ideals and challenging oppressive regimes. They operated through clandestine methods, infiltrating existing power structures and conducting mysterious rituals. While their true motives remain shrouded in secrecy, the legacy of the Illuminati endures as one of the most captivating mysteries of history. And last up is number 5. A glimpse into the elusive society of the elite. Let's take a look into Bohemian Grove. In the dense forests of Northern California lies a place shrouded in mystery and intrigue, a place where the powerful and influential gather under the canopy of ancient redwoods to engage in secretive rituals and discussions away from the prying eyes of the world. The Bohemian Grove Society, founded in 1872, is an exclusive men's club comprised of some of the most influential figures in politics, business, and entertainment. Its members, including presidents, CEOs, and cultural icons, convene annually for a two-week retreat in July, during which they engage in a peculiar blend of socializing, networking, and, according to some accounts, occult rituals. At the heart of the grove lies the iconic Owl Shrine, a towering stone statue of an owl, symbolizing wisdom and secrecy. It is here, under the watchful gaze of this nocturnal sentinel, that the members of the Bohemian Grove allegedly partake in rituals that have fueled speculation and conspiracy theories for decades. One of the most infamous rituals said to take place at Bohemian Grove is their cremation of care, a theatrical performance held at the beginning of each retreat. During this ceremony, a symbolic effigy representing care is burned on an altar in front of the owl statue, signifying the release of worldly concerns and the embracing of freedom and indulgence. While some dismiss this as harmless pageantry, others view it as a sinister display of power and control. Despite the secrecy surrounding Bohemian Grove, snippets of information have emerged over the years, shedding light on the inner workings of this elusive society. Journalists and infiltrators have documented extravagant parties, exclusive talks, and bizarre rituals, fueling speculation about the true nature of the Grove's activities. In addition to their cremation of care, rumors persist of other, more esoteric ceremonies taking place deep within the forest. Tales of hooded figures, chanting incantations, and occult symbolism abound, painting a picture of a society steeped in mysticism and intrigue. While concrete evidence of these rituals remains elusive, their existence continues to fuel speculation and intrigue. But what draws these powerful men to the secluded confines of Bohemian Grove? Some argue that it is simply an opportunity for the elite to unwind and socialize away from the pressures of their public lives. Others, however, see it as a gathering of the world's ruling class, where decisions are made and agendas set behind closed doors. The influence wielded by the members of Bohemian Grove is undeniable. From presidents and politicians to captains of industry and media moguls, the attendees represent a who's who of global power and influence. It is within this exclusive fraternity that connections are forged, deals are struck, and alliances are formed, shaping the course of history in ways both seen and unseen. But amidst the opulence and extravagance of Bohemian Grove, darker rumors persist. Stories of blackmail, coercion, and clandestine agendas cast a shadow over the idyllic setting, hinting at a deeper, more sinister purpose behind the society's gatherings. Despite the allure of conspiracy theories and whispered secrets, the true nature of Bohemian Grove remains elusive. What goes on behind the towering redwoods and closed doors may never be fully known, shrouded as it is in a veil of secrecy and speculation. And yet, the legend of Bohemian Grove endures, captivating the imagination of all who dare to ponder its mysteries. For within its hallowed groves lies a glimpse into the hidden world of the elite, a world of power, privilege, and untold secrets waiting to be discovered. That would be it for today's episode. Make sure to tune in on Wednesday for a science episode, also to check out our Patreon and see all the projects cooking up in Reptilian Studios. Follow us on our social media platforms, and also check out our YouTube channel where we post black and white films for all of you to enjoy freely. I was your host Emily, and we at Reptilian Studios thank you for listening. Goodbye.